Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. One of the most influential senators to represent Massachusetts on Capitol Hill has died. Former Senator Edward Brooke died yesterday at his home in Florida. He was 95 years old. The Massachusetts Republican was the country's first popularly elected African-American senator. He served two terms from 1967 through 1979. Joining us this morning to share some memories of Senator Brooke is a longtime friend, former Massachusetts State Senator Brian Lees, who worked as an aide to Brooke. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Senator Brooke was in the spotlight as the first Black senator since Reconstruction. How much did race define Ed Brooke in politics?
Well, obviously, that issue always came up. However, Ed Brooke really firmly believed that he represented the people of Massachusetts first, and what he could do for the citizens of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts was more important to him than anything. And he was elected to represent everyone. So he did not want people to say, well, because you're Black, you have to take up certain causes. He wanted people to say, because you're the United States Senator or the Attorney General from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, you have to take up causes for the people in the state you represent.
Right. Well, now, in the Senate, he was the author of the so-called Brooke Amendment that capped public housing rents. And Senator Brooke was known as Mr. Housing. What led to his interest in that issue?
Well, I think he felt very strongly that people had a right to own a home. He wanted to make sure that everybody had the ability to get ahead. And if you were paying so much money for rent and that you could not do anything else, that wasn't fair.
What sort of success do you think a moderate Republican such as Ed Brooke would have in today's Washington? And would he even be in the GOP?
Oh, yes, he would be. And we had that discussion as well when I was with him in October. You know, he was proud to be a Republican, and he was proud to stand for certain principles. And, you know, one of the things he thought was very important was compromise and talking to your colleagues on both sides of the aisle to get things done.
Well, he did, in fact, in his time in the Senate, have some history of opposing those within his own party. Notably, he actively opposed some of the Supreme Court nominations of President Nixon. Later, he became the first Republican senator to call for Nixon's resignation, even though at one point President Nixon had offered the senator positions in his administration. So I'm curious why he turned those down and how his attitude was shaped on that.
Well, he turned them down because he really felt that his work in the United States Senate was going to be more important than whether he be Secretary of Housing or Supreme Court. There was talk at one point about appointing him to the Supreme Court. If he thought you were wrong and he didn't agree with something, he would step up and say it.
Well, Brian Lees, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning.
Well, thank you. And it's a sad day for this country and citizens of the Commonwealth. Ed Brooke was a great man. But I do know one thing, and we've talked about working across the aisle. He was very proud of Barack Obama being elected as president as the first Black. And he was certainly very proud of DeVal Patrick here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And that just shows you the kind of person he was of looking at folks and realizing if they were doing a good job, that he could be proud of them.
Former Massachusetts State Senator Brian Lees, remembering his friend and one-time boss, former U.S. Senator from Massachusetts Edward Brooke. Brooke died yesterday. This is 90.9 WBUR.